welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a meeting of the deacons directly following this worship service, and our quarterly congregational meeting will be held September 21st, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, why should a loving God create hell? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will continue teaching from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 29, verses 1 through 21, and the message is titled, Who Do You Rely Upon? The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Zechariah, chapters 6 through 9. The ladies' Bible study groups will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Here at the church, and please see Raquel Otero or Mary Tomlinson if you have any questions as to what is being studied at the present time and what the topics will be. The men's Bible study group will meet Thursday, September 11th at 7 p.m. in the trailer classroom, and please see Pastor Tomlinson if you have any questions. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. The 2 o'clock service this afternoon is canceled due to some health issues at that facility. Also, call your attention to a letter from missionaries Carl and Ruth Knott, which is also inserted into your bulletin. Also, if you would make a note, Pastor and Mrs. Otero's home landline telephone has been disabled due to a technical problem, and it has now been reactivated. Our scripture reading for, for today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. And now our brother Laurel will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Victor Laurel, lead us. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
So Anthony from time to time gets asked to lead worship for his old high school, the King's Academy. So that's where he's at right now. He's over at Bass Lake leading worship for the youth group there. So I'm sure he's worshiping the Lord right now. So why don't we open and worship hymn number 27. We'll sing the first and the last.
Oh,
okay, why don't we turn to hymn number 377, Stand Up for Jesus, and we'll sing the first and the third stanzas. Okay, we've got to do what the song tells us to do. Stand up for the last song. Stand up for Jesus. Last song is 388, Have Thine Own Way.
Thank you that it is a great day for me to return to the pulpit after the absence of two Sundays for security so that I can now leave preaching. It has been a very good lesson from the Lord to obey the doctors. All right, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we read in your holy word in the book of Zechariah, in chapter 3, in verse 17, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will calm all your fears. Lord, forgive us. Sometimes we look too much down and do not see the Almighty God in us and around us. So as we open the doors of our church today, as we open our broadcast on internet and radio, we pray your word that will counsel our hearts, and cause us to praise you for what you really are, a mighty, loving God, ready to help, ready to heal, ready to take care of us. Thank you for giving us the ministry of radio and internet. Thank you for giving us missionaries in each one of their fields and their gift. Each one is working on a specific ministry according to their gift, and we thank you, Father. So we thank you for Carol and Ruth Knott, who is a writer in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez, that soon we will have at him in 4 Sundays, he will be with us in Benalmadena, Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Poretti, working with the drug addicts in Buenos Aires. Jose and Diane Avila, working with the young people and people in need across South and Central America. The Informed Choice, Morin Hill, San Martin, Gilroy, settling Gilroy now, working with those who need in a critical moment of their life. Daniel and Miriam Lacey and the Race Road Ministry, as Daniel ministered to the people on the racetrack. And Fred and Carol Lewis at the school in Portland, just came from Africa, Lord, from Uganda. He was there 21 years ago when we hired him as a missionary, and he returned to the field. And before he left, 3 churches were found, and now there are 137 churches. We thank you, Lord, for the fruit of thy word. Let them know you are God Almighty, and the ministry will be done perfect and secure and successful because of what you are, a God Almighty. As a church body, we pray for those in need of your healing power. And so we pray for myself, Lord. Thank you for the recovery. Thank you for giving me a great lesson. And then for Raquel, which is also in a fast recovery. For John Bell in a critical situation of life. For Martha, Lord, as she ministered to the husband. For Ann Pareto, as she went in the hospital and back in home. Donald McDowell to get a strength. Lord, for this young man, 35 years old, Ronnie Pacheco, with cancer all over the body and now on the second round of chemotherapy. We pray for those with pain and discomfort, with mental weakness, and sometimes we also have emotional needs, Father, and we pray for healing. Comfort and give peace of mind to Dwight and Rebecca Forsee on the calling of the Lord of Dwight's mother last week. Father, God's people at Bethel loves you. The people in the internet and radio ministry loves you. And because they do so, they provide for the ministry at Bethel and for the needs of others less fortunate than us. So we pray, bless the giver and bless the offering. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Daniel? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 971. We will be reading Daniel chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word? Daniel chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Blessed is God's word. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the freedom that we have to assemble together again, to come as undeserving sinners, to worship you and learn from your word. We thank you for giving us the scriptures illuminated by the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and through which you have revealed yourself to us. We know that the Lord has overcome the world and that his coming in glory with his mighty angels draws closer with every passing moment. Your word declares that the day of justice is coming, but by your grace, you didn't appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through believing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to live as children of light and watch. Bless your servant now, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to expound your word. Bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding and belief. And help us to live our lives according to your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please be seated.